This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You gotta love this, Lee.
Okay.
Kilmore Abrigo Garcia. Been here for years. Can't even speak English. Needs a translator to complain. Gotta have a translator complain. You know, if it was me personally and I was him, which I would not be because I'm not into human trafficking, but if it was me, I would say something very gracious, like, I love America. I love Americans. I just want to stay. I want to be part of the fabric of this. No. List of complaints. And thank you to the people helping him, i.e. Democrat activists, fight to stay on American soil. Not one darn word about the generosity of this country, about the unbelievable luck he has to find himself somewhere where there are actual human rights, sort of. Listen to this fool. He doesn't thank Americans. He doesn't make a plea. Hey, love to be a part of what you're doing here. It's my dream. It's been my whole dream my whole life. Just, you don't even have to mean it. Just say it. Make it up in English. He can't speak English.
Brothers and sisters, my name is Kilmar Abrego Garcia. And I want you to remember this. Remember that I am free. And I was able to be reunited with my family.
Un milagro, gracias a Dios y a gracias a toda la comunidad.
This was a miracle. Thank you to God and thank you to the community power.
Y por eso quiero decirles las gracias a cada uno de ustedes que marcharon, levantaron sus voces y oraron y nunca dejaron de creer y luchar por mi libertad.
And this is why I want to thank each and every one of you. Who marched?
He thanks the community power. He's talking about CASA, it's a pro illegal immigration, pro open borders group. That's his loyalty right there.
And we thought he was a Maryland dad, Tara.
Well, Uganda man was trending yesterday on X.
Okay.
So, which I hope he is soon. And look, they speak English there.
I heard that was the official language of the nation of Uganda is English.
So, I mean, I don't know what Kilmore's going to do there.
I wonder if CASA will follow him over there, that group, and help interpret for him.
You know, this is pathetic. My daughter decided seventh grade, she had a friend from Venezuela who had come over and her family in desperate situation. She really liked, just really enjoyed being friends with her. She decided she was going to learn Spanish. Doesn't have to, just wanted to talk to this girl. And by the end of the year, they were kind of conversing in Spanish. She's completely fluent now. She's senior in high school. She taught herself. She just passed the state fluency test. It ain't that hard.
Yes.
Okay? That was Spanish. She speaks English too, by the way. He can't be bothered. And then here's the other question. We just saw what happened when an illegal immigrant who does not speak English and has no interest whatsoever in learning gets a license and gets on the highway and can't read signs. People die. So I'm just curious, could he read any of the signs between, Texas and here in South Carolina where he dropped off some of those van loads of illegal immigrants he was caught with? Could he read the signs? Bet he couldn't. Could he read the signs on his way to Maryland to drop off the illegal immigrants? Bet he couldn't. And they're right there in the car. Lee, you can see, it's a van. You can see them. He is driving the van of a convicted human trafficker. Process that for a minute. He's got a bolo on him internationally because he's a known gang member. Bolo is be on the lookout. It doesn't mean you're being charged with a crime, but it means you are a criminal they're looking for. Again, the history on this guy, Tennessee Highway Patrol pulls him over. He's got the illegals in the car. They know he's an illegal. They call the FBI because they can't call ICE, right? Because they're not deputized federal agents. They call the FBI and they're like, because Democrats have sued so many times, so officers can't turn them over to those agents without being deputized. And so they call the FBI and say, hey, we got this guy. He's coming up on, he's coming up on the bolo list. Interpol knows about him. You know, he's on the Interpol International Watch. You want him now. They let him go. Let him go. No, we don't want him. Why? It was probably going to be a good Democrat voter. So no, just let him go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doesn't speak English. Wow, as we're finding out, that's kind of dangerous on the road. Because the signs aren't in Spanish. Maybe they should be at the rate we're going. By the way, did you see what Ron DeSantis is doing? They're now descending upon way stations. They're checking immigration status. And Governor McMaster, do you know how they're able to do that, honey? How are they able to check immigration status? Oh, that's right. They were deputized as federal immigration officers in Florida. So they can do those things. They can keep Floridians safe. I'm just curious, did Governor have any concern whatsoever about driver's licenses, CDLs, illegal immigrants driving? No? Okay. Because now would be a really good time, Lee, now that we've, watched three people beheaded on a Florida highway and all, now would be a really good time for the governor to go ahead and do what Trump asked way back in February and deputize our state law enforcement as Ron DeSantis is. And that is how he is able to do this immigration enforcement down there. That's how they're able to check the status of these guys in the field. We can do it here in our jails, like in Spartanburg, where we have a 287G program, which we can do it here in the jail once we arrest them. But we don't know to arrest them because we can't do it in the field. Because Henry McMaster is a sanctuary state governor. That's what it's becoming here. So it's just amazing overnight to watch all of the steps that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is taking to keep people there safe now that we know how dangerous these CDLs are. And we know these illegal immigrants are driving these trucks. They can speak English. They have not been trained. They do not know You know, the language or the signs. And I mean, nothing from our governor. Nothing. It's like, wow, what are you doing today, Gov? You know, I mean, this whole week's wrong. Like, what did you do this week?
Every day on my way home from Greenville toward Anderson County down 85, almost every single day I see at least one state transport police officer that has got a truck pulled over.
Yeah, well, you know what?
At least one. Usually there's multiple.
They could be deputized as federal.
Right.
Should we catch an illegal driving one of those? You pull them out of the truck, you drive them to ICE, but we can't because one person is standing in the way, and that is Henry McMaster. Now, to be fair, I said I would give him praise if he did anything right, didn't see that coming. He has now allowed ICE to borrow a pathetic 40 of our National Guard. And I went and read the, because ICE, and it said right there in Stars and Stripes, the article, Lee, ICE is desperate. They are overwhelmed. They desperately need Henry's help. 40, okay, cool. And then I read the fine print. Can't do any immigration enforcement. I went, oh, yeah, he wouldn't want to make the rhinos at the country club uncomfortable. I mean, who will drive their trucks? Who will mow their lawns? Who will run their factories? Who will help them, you know, participate in felony-level tax evasion? Well, Henry is the answer, so, Governor. I just think, you know, if you don't know what's going on down in Florida and you're not watching how Governor DeSantis is now able to protect his people, then, you know, maybe you should get on the Google machine and, you know, read some stuff about how to be a governor. Because I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. And these trucks are on our roads. And Lee, you know what? You can see this. Have you seen the way that truck drivers drive now is plumb crazy.
There are some, yeah.
No, not all of them, obviously. But I mean, I have seen crazy things from trucks in the last like decade. No wonder, because the quality of the truck driver's gone way down. Can they even read English? Did they even understand what was in the manual they read? I see truck drivers do crazy things. And now I'm starting to wonder, are these trucking gangs? They're gangs of illegal immigrants, not like MS-13, but like one of them will sleep down in the compartment while the other one drives so they can keep going around the clock.
So instead of biker gangs, we got trucker gangs.
Illegal immigrant trucker gangs, yeah. Yes. But, you know, I mean, now they're intercepting them at the way stations. Good. In Florida, I just want to know, Governor, why don't we get that here? What about Pam Everett's in your office? She wants to be governor. Why didn't she walk down the hall and ask these questions? Where are these people? Well, what are they doing? It's just, they're just AWOL, and they don't care about human life either. And here is the number. 105,000 illegal immigrants are estimated to be in this state by Center for Immigration Studies, and 35% of them have criminal records. It's not counting the truck drivers, of course, come through. I am so stunned for this. I mean, not even a statement? Nothing? Nothing. Time management, Governor. What do you do with your time? And I've never seen this. This is like very new to me politically. We see bad governors, good governors, Democrats, Republicans. This is a guy who just wanted to be governor for social reasons to impress his friends on the golf course. That's what he does. He's just governor and he does nothing. Meanwhile, these people are on our roads, and as we've seen, they're dangerous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need today.
to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.